And we have New York Times blogger Nate Silver's prediction of an Obama win on Tuesday, no matter what the popular vote.
Politics is a people full of people who are trained to manipulate the way that we view information. So when they see information they don't like, and we're publishing it based on a computer program that we designed 4 years ago says every day, they're going to become very, very upset. They can't manipulate what my computer says.
So is this another UNIVAC moment or a stathead headed for a fall?
The election's Tuesday. How many more posts?
Nate Silver has become the numbers geek. Pundits love to hate, particularly Republican pundits.
Nate Silver says this is a 73.6% chance that the president's going to win.
That was Joe Scarborough, a former Republican congressman, on MSNBC's Morning Joe last week.
And anybody that thinks that this race is anything but a toss-up right now, they're jokes.
Silver argues that the race is tight.
Romney surged in the polls, and he now holds a slight lead.
But not a toss-up. He calls his blog 538, because that's the total number of Electoral College votes. A presidential candidate has to get at least 270 electoral votes to win. No other number really matters. And Silver's computer model says Obama is ahead in the states capable of delivering that magic 270, namely Ohio, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Iowa.